AM in Montreal.
Hello, you're listening to CJLO News. Liberal MP for NDG Westmount, Anna Ganey, cancelled her local campaign launch event shortly after the group Vote for Palestine announced they would be protesting at the launch. Ganey is running for re-election in NDG Westmount riding, which is considered a liberal stronghold. The activist group Vote for Palestine is a national movement with a contingent in the riding. They say getting in touch with Ganey has been a challenge. Here is one of their members, NDG resident Jade S., who has chosen to hide his last name due to recent doxing attempts.
We've written and or tried to meet with Anna Ganey for almost a year now. There have been several attempts at writing her, and we've intersected at certain events, for example, within NDG, but when she's there, she says, oh, I don't, you know, she kind of reacts like, oh, please talk to my people.
Ganey had a campaign launch scheduled for the evening of March 24th. The group, Vote for Palestine, after over a year of attempts to meet with Ganey, announced that morning they would be protesting at the launch event. Later in the day, the event was cancelled with no explanation from the Ganey campaign. Vote for Palestine in NDG is taking credit for the cancellation.
Now she's cancelling events if we try to protest, which is ironic because it's giving way more visibility than if she had just actually met and tried to listen to the very basic requests that we want to make.
Vote for Palestine's main goal is getting the issue of Palestinian human rights on the agenda during this election campaign. The Israeli Defense Force announced recently they plan on going forward with the Trump administration's proposal to forcibly remove all Palestinians from Gaza. Israel's action in Gaza and the West Bank have been condemned by a myriad of human rights groups, including Amnesty International, who have declared the country's military campaign a genocide. Vote for Palestine wants to see candidates in this election promise to fight for a stronger two-way arms embargo and sanctions against Israel in Canada's parliament.
You know, just basically human rights activists. There's a strong queer contingent, there's a strong Jewish contingent. We work with independent Jewish voices, we work with Jewish Voices for Peace, we work with Montréal Nord for Palestine. Anyway, whatever. The cloud of people that are trying to activate the Vote for Palestine campaign really just want to put that issue on people's minds within the top 20 issues that will be raised in this election. And visibility is our key. So we will be protesting whoever is taking an anti-Palestinian position, and we will be trying to meet and convince people that are convincible. So we thought Anna Ganey was convincible, and we're more and more now convinced that she is not. So those are the elements where we want to push forward, and we want to make people aware that the politicians that they're voting for may just be pro-genocide.
The movement is focused on meetings with MPs and MP candidates across Canada, regardless of party affiliation. Multiple candidates in this election have met with members of the group and embraced their agenda. Currently, 23 Liberal candidates across Canada have signed a Vote for Palestine pledge to make Palestinian human rights an issue in this election. Here in NDG, the NDP candidate Malcolm Lewis Richmond has been receptive to the group and also signed this pledge. Anna Ganey did not attend an interview with CJLO after one had been scheduled, with no follow-up. CJLO has been attempting to interview Ganey since before her campaign for re-election was announced. She has made no public statements on record regarding the Vote for Palestine movement. For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.
Hello, 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 hello. Good evening. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. My name's Sonam. You're listening to Brave Little Emo Girl. Tonight we have a very special episode because it is the start of New Roots. I believe it's New Roots. It's the folk-centered programming month, or like the folk-centered programming for April. And I'm super excited to share some of these tunes with you guys tonight. So let's not hesitate. I hope everyone enjoyed the sun today. I'm mad that it's going to be cold tomorrow. But I'm not mad about this playlist, though. So without further ado, first off, we have Letters by At. I think that's how you say it.
Face on the road to Belgeny near my old hometown. He went running through the whisker weed, chasing some prize down, and a hawk was playing with him. Coyote was jumping straight up and making passes. And those same eyes just like yours, under your dark glasses, privately probing the public rooms, peeking through keyholes and numbered doors, where the players lick their wounds and take their temporary lovers and their pills and powders to get them through this passion play. No regrets, Coyote, I just get off a bogus. You just pick up a hitcher, a prisoner on the white lines on the freeway. Coffee shop. He's staring a hole in his scrambled eggs. He picks up my scent on his fingers while he's watching the waitress's legs. He's too far from the Bay of Fundy, from Appaloosas and Eagles and Tides, and the air-conditioned cubicles and the carbon ribbon rides are spilling it out so clear. Either he's gonna have to stand and fight or take off out of here. I tried to run away myself, to run away and wrestle with my ego. This flame you put here in this Eskimo, in this hitcher, in this prisoner of the fine white lines, of the white lines on the free.
Good evening, everyone. How y'all doing? What's that? I can't hear you. Oh, what we just heard was Coyote by Joni Mitchell. You can't have a folk episode on a Canadian radio station without talking about Joni Mitchell. Okay, I don't know if anyone else did this in like high school, but there was this thing where you'd be like, oh, I'm this many people away from this famous person. You know, if you had a friend who like met a famous person, I can't remember exactly how it works, but I'm two people away from Joni Mitchell because my old coworker, her grandma went to high school with Joni Mitchell and apparently they had beef over some dudes. Before that, we heard Letters by At off of their album Mind Palace Music. They're a bit mysterious to me. And I was just reading up before I came here. I think it's one of the same people from Soccer Mommy. Anyways, I love that album so much. Really, really good stuff. It's like, I saw it to be described as like hyper folk. It's like electronic kind of influenced bleepy bloopy like folk music. I'm so glad that this folk programming month is happening because this is something that I've wanted to kind of explore more in my own music listening journey. So it's so cool that I get to do that with all of you. Yeah. Next up, we're going to have a little break. But after that, I'm going to be playing some Chinopi and Michael Waters. After that, some Karen Dalton. And then we'll see. We'll see. Anyways, for now, a little break.
Feeling overwhelmed by the state of the world? You're not alone. Join Mosaic for How to Choose Between Apathy and Empathy in an Overwhelming World, a workshop designed to help you navigate burnout, cultivate compassion, and balance your mental and emotional well-being. Join us on April 11th at the Hall Building. For more info, visit our website at mosaic.org.
horrid, you ghastly, and I love you true. So here are some presents I'm sending to you.
If you consider yourself a goblin, ghost, or a ghoul, then you should listen to Deadbeats on Fridays from 3 to 4 with your ghost at the most, me, Pretty Dead Boy. I play most things emo and alternative, and I promise it's just to die for.
You're the coolest little monster that ever put the spook on me.
This is
CJLO 1690 AM.
Blues on my ceiling. floor and under my bed. Light across the street, blinking off and on. I'm so lonely, now you're gone. I never get out of these blues. Never get out of these blues alive. Keep on coming at my weary head. Even cocaine couldn't ease the pain. I'd be better off dead. Ooh, lying, going out so I can sleep better the blues. Better they'll keep. I'll never get out of these blues alive, alive. I'll never get out of these blues.
Listening to CJLO 1690 AM. My name is Sonam. You're listening to Brave Little Emo Girl. And you know what? Karen Dalton, girl, me too. I'm never getting out of these blues alive. Finals season is a very blue time to be alive, let me tell you. But you know what makes me less blue? Being here in the studio sharing some tunes. And what we just listened to, first of all, was Blues on the Ceiling by Karen Dalton. She is one of my all-time favorite folk, I feel really weird saying that word, I feel like I can't say it right. Anyways, folk singer-songwriter artist. I like love all of her albums. I love the way she does. I love her voice and anything with a dulcimer in it, I'm a fan. I grew up on Rick Scott. I actually lived on the same island as him. If you guys know Rick Scott, you're a real one. But yeah, he's like a dulcimer king and she's like a dulcimer queen. And before that, we listened to The Mushroom Clan by Chinobe and Michael Waters. And I want to talk about these guys a bit because they've been in my house. They've worked with my dad. He's a recording artist. And like, I just have really, really early memories of like, hanging around and seeing their instruments and like really I was so drawn to their music, especially the collaborative album that they did. This one, it's called Nomad. It's incredible. Chinobe, he's a Ugandan singer-songwriter And he worked with Michael Waters, who's a Vancouver Island guitarist who is incredible. I mean, you heard like the way he plays and how it works with like, how, you know, how it meshes with Chinobe's playing, and his voice is so incredible. I just love this album as a whole. And I think it's cool to think about what folk music can look like, you know, all around the world outside of like a Western lens, or and how it blends. You know, folk music is, I feel like, a very transient genre in a way. And I think that's what part of this month of programming is focused on. And also it's going to be focusing on folk as like a, it's a huge community genre. It's, I find I listen to a lot of it, and it's, you know, a lot of the poetry and like the writing, it's very specific. Like I think about like, you know, like the folk revival, it is very specific, but it's not individualistic. Folk is a genre that is rooted in activism and in community. And I think we all got to remember that at a time like this. Speaking of community and in a time like this, more specifically community in this place and time here in Montreal, I went to the show at Maison on Friday that CJLO organized. It had Girl with Dream, Holly McLaughlin, and, oh my gosh, Henneko. Sorry, I forgot for a second. But it was amazing. I hope that all of you who were there enjoyed it, and all of those who weren't there, you should still listen to their music anyways. But it was incredible. Like, honestly, one of my favorite shows I've been to since getting to Montreal. The venue is amazing. They, you know, showcase art as well, which, as a visual artist, that interests me a lot. And the sound was great, the ambiance was great, and the music was amazing. Like, amazingly curated, great artists, and just like a really great time. It felt like a place of community, a place where people really cared, and like everyone was so present and attentive. And I think that a lot more shows, you know, could stand to be like that, or could even just try. But also, it takes a lot of work to get there and a lot of practice, and the people here know what they're doing, those artists know what they're doing. But so don't let high standards stop you from creating and making a place of community and such. Okay, I gotta get this going because I got some more music I want to show. Next up we have Naomi by Neutral Milk Hotel, because of course I had to put some of them in there. They're my besties. After that, we have The Bitter Boogie by King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. I'm going to talk more about them later. And then after that, we're going to have some Kaya Cater, Montreal-based folk singer-songwriter. So, I hope you enjoy.
You're pretty. Is seeping through out from the dress I took from you. So pretty. My emptiness is swollen shut, always a wretch I have become.
Are listening to CJLO 1690 AM. My name is Sonam. This is Brave Little Emo Girl. And we just heard The Bitter Boogie by King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. Now, let me tell you something. I was obsessed with them for like a good 2 years. And if I had to choose to do something else, like a different show, right now at this, like a different show, it would just be King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard and their side projects and like their influences. Like I could probably do that for about a year, and one episode a week, a year just them and like affiliated stuff. Like I'm so serious. Before that, we heard Naomi by Neutral Milk Hotel. I really like On Avery Island. I don't know if that's a hot take or not, but I don't really care. I also really like Jeff Mangum's songwriting. His work is very, it lends itself well to surrealism. Very surreal. Very good. If he can write songs about his strange and cryptic dreams, then so can you. He's very inspiring, I find. I'm not going to talk much because we only got like 20 minutes left. So I'm going to keep playing. And next up, we have Sun to Sun by Kaya Cater. She is a Montreal-based, I didn't know that before this week, Montreal-based folk singer-songwriter. Stuff's great. Really cool. Very good, like feeling like youthful almost, but also very wise. I don't know. After that, we have Waltz of the Ornithopter by Sebaceous Dirigibles, a local Vancouver band who, you know, I know some of them. They're real, real good people. Also great songwriting. After that, we're going to have Strange Girl by Laura Marling from Songs for Our Song for Our Daughter. Sorry about that. Song for Our Daughter. Great album. This is like the happiest song on the album, though, I will say. And then we'll see if what we have time for after that. So, next up, enjoy Sun to Sun by Kaya Cater.
Wouldn't mind working the sun, sun, spend my money when the work is done. Wouldn't mind working the sun, sun, spend my money when the work is done. I asked my captain what time did. Looked at his watch and then he walked away. No, I wouldn't mind working the sun, sun, if you pay my money when the work is done. Wouldn't mind working the sun, sun, spend my money when the work is done. Wouldn't mind working the sun, sun, spend my money when the work is done. 6 months ain't such a very long time. Got a friend in penitentiary doing 99. Went to the river 19 and 10. Chain just like the men. Chew tobacco and spit my juice. I love somebody, but it ain't no use. Wouldn't mind working the sun, sun, spend my money when the work is done. Wouldn't mind working the sun, sun, spend my money when the work is done. Wouldn't mind working the sun. Spend money when the work is done.
1, 2, 3, 4. We came here by ornithopter, like a bat with no bow. It marches and it waltzes like rose.
Sausage, ensconce and hay, topple and throttle.
up in your house. High controversy on the cottage choke shore, leaving us away from our navigator. She carved and she whittled, brandishing her knife and lack of committal. Oh, she told us she was crying for her life. Like a silhouette, we'll walk upon the beach in the shape of a ringworm. The walrus did beseech. When does an island turn to stone? How can I find the hidden road to Rome? And pages and places and things. To be perfectly honest, I wouldn't own anything.
Sydney Sheedy.
And I'm Piper Curtis.
We're the producers of Discordia, a 10-part audio docuseries for CJLO 1690 AM, funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada Radio Meters Program.
Tune in on Monday, April 7th at 6 p.m. for the 9th episode of Discordia, wherein we discuss the current state of organizing against Quebec tuition hikes announced in 2023.
Magic Show. Every Friday night from 6 till 8 on CJLO. Tune in. Turn on. Freak out.
You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
Le ciel bleu sur nous peut s'effondrer.
You hate, but you never fit the plan. Stay low. keep brave. I love you, my strange girl, my lonely girl, my angry girl, my brave. I love you, my strange girl, my lonely girl, my angry girl, my brave. Build yourself a garden and have something to attend. Cut off all relations 'cause you could not stand your friends. Announce yourself a socialist to have something to defend. Oh, young girl, please don't bullshit me. I love you, my strange girl.
Good evening. My name's Sonam. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. The show is called Brave Little Emo Girl. And what we just heard was Strange Girl by Laura Marling. Great album, great artist. She's got a lot of other good albums. And my partner, when they introduced me to her, they were like, this, she does American folk music very well in a like British way. I think she's British, like European. And I think that's so real. That's such a good song. Ugh. Wow. And Waltz of the Ornithopter by Sebaceous Dirigibles. I love the songwriting in this, and they name drop my hometown, which is really, really fun. And I just like it's the poetry in it is really, really beautiful. And before that, we heard Sun to Sun by Kaya Cater. I think that song is very relevant to people going through finals right now. Speaking of finals and finality, we only have like 8 minutes left, so I'm going to play a couple more songs. We got Benediction by The Weaker Thans, Legends, that's all I'll say. And then after that, we got Nazo Nazo by Kikagaku Moyo. They're a Japanese psych rock band that has a lot of traditional folk influence, and they don't play anymore, and they're not releasing new music, and I was also obsessed with them. One thing you gotta know about me, I enjoy two things: emo music and microtonal psychedelic music. Those are my two mains, let me tell you that. And that's all we're gonna have time for tonight, unfortunately. But fortunately, I'm gonna be here again next week. And if you want, you can follow me on Instagram at @bravelittleemogirl. I'm going to keep this folk thing going probably for the next month. Got to participate, and always good to step out of your niche. And I'm going to step out right now. So enjoy these last couple tunes, take it easy, and have a good rest of your night.
Get to be a saint. Martyrs never last this long. Guess I'll never be the one to defeat desire in song. Here's a marker, here's my naked skin, our exhibit A. Put a small X where I lost my way. All the actors broke their legs, and it's too late to postpone. The producer's getting high, and the audience went home. Smile and take your awkward bow, turn and stumble off the stage. Let the rain be your applause, every encore soothe your rage. Squint with one eye, hum a show tune, wait for your ride to say. Oh, that's where you must have lost your way. Searchlight circle where we lost our way.